You're listening to a Bucks Plus audio production on the Bucks Plus Network.
10th pick in the 2009 NBA draft.
Brandon Jennings wasn't just another draft pick by the Milwaukee Bucks.
That's for the culture.
The 6-foot lightning quick sensation from Compton, California, represented a change in the team's direction.
Jennings! Bucks rookie record! 53 points! A three-pointer! A record that has stood here.
And an excitement across the fan base that hadn't existed for nearly a decade. I'm Jim Paschke, and you're listening to Behind the Bucks, the Brandon Jennings story, presented by Gallagher on the Bucks Plus audio network.
I was just like, yeah, we're going to win in six. I mean, it's the Miami Heat. Of course, they're going to win a game. Like, they're going to win some games, and then we're going to beat them in six.
This is episode two, 55 points. Draft night is stressful for every professional prospect.
Yeah, my agent was told that I wasn't going lottery. I was slipping because I had a mouth. I think I said something about Rubio. I think I was just a little too cocky.
There is never a true guarantee of where you'll be drafted.
But I just felt like my game, I was so much better than everybody at that time because of everything I learned in Rome. Everything that was in the workouts, you know, pick and roll situations, learning how to read situations, everything is like, yeah, like I... Like, what are we talking about? Like, I'm more ready than anybody. If it is Rubio, then I got to be right behind him.
The Bucks, however, were enamored with Jennings, and he worked out well during the pre-draft process.
The workout was awesome. I think I was in a workout with Ty Lawson, Jeff Teague, Drew Holiday, and a bunch of other guys. But I killed that workout so well because Skiles was so big on point guard. So pick and roll situations, learning how to do the pick and roll passing and just different things, I was killing them all with it.
A little foreshadowing. When Jennings earned a coveted spot in the McDonald's All-American game, Milwaukee was the host city that year.
When I first came here in Milwaukee, the first thing I said was, yo, this is where that kid Corey Lucius is from. All right, that's the first thing I said. I was like, man, this is where Corey Lucius is from. This kid, when I was in 12 years old, he was kicking all our butts in AAU basketball. And then, because they had came, and we was like, where is Milwaukee? Like, what is Milwaukee? So coming back and, you know, playing the McDonald's game, that was the first thing I said. I was like, man, I remember this kid from Milwaukee, man, named Corey Lucius, kicked my butt in 12 years old. So, but coming here, playing the McDonald's game, and then getting drafted, and then going overseas and coming back, getting drafted the next year was crazy.
With the 10th pick in the 2009 NBA draft, general manager John Hammond submitted a card to make Brandon Jennings the next face of the Milwaukee franchise.
I kind of knew they were going to draft me when they took me out to dinner after the workout. So we went from the Cousins Center, right? We drove from the Cousins Center all the way to Bayshore. Me, John Hammond. Yeah, we just sitting there talking. I'm like, where are we going? All right, I said, we crossing the bridge. I mean, we go way on the other side of town. I said, they must really want to know who the hell I am.
Michael Redd, who had been with the team for nearly a decade, including a run to the 2001 Eastern Conference Finals, immediately took notice of his new teammate.
I think the world of Brandon. This brought a level of just excitement when he came to the organization. Extremely grateful. Something that he had worked towards his whole entire life to get to this point. And what he had to get, both of them, to get to that point was all the more, I think, more important that he felt the way he felt because he had been through so much to that point. So I could tell that when he got to the organization that this is a moment that he couldn't wait to be a part of. And what I try to do is just really, along the way, just help him navigate being a professional and being in the NBA. And that's what had happened to me when I came to the Bucks. Ray Allen, another great player at the time, took me under the San Cassell, took me under the wings, and learned so much from those guys and wanted to pay it forward with him. But, yeah, he was just an incredible talent, obviously, and we were so excited to have him.
I remember Michael Redd passing me the ball. I think Michael Redd passed me the ball in the corner, and that was how I got my first points.
In return, Jennings watched Redd and took note of his professionalism on and off the court.
Man, he just always kept it professional. Just always kept it professional, always told me to keep my nose clean and just be a pro. Like, just be a pro of things. Like, I hate the fact that we couldn't play together like that.
Injuries derailed the back end of Red's career in Milwaukee, but the two gelled and learned from one another.
phenomenal scorer. I mean, today, if he's playing today, he's probably averaging 35. Like, you know, so just very, you know, electric and, you know, able, you know, we're one of the exciting backcourts, but we're also dealing with a time where our coach was finna be gone. Like, you know, the Bucks were trying to, you know, move different, you know, different ways. So it was a lot going on.
Coming off of ACL and we toured again in 2010. And, you know, it was a really tough time for me, but, you know, in him, I saw the potential of actually carrying on the banner for the organization. Andrew Bogut was here at the time as well. So those are the two young guys we were going to lean on for the future, obviously. So I saw a lot of that potential in Brandon, obviously, even at a young age.
Just think about if him and Bogut stayed healthy that year. You know, we're fighting for – we're out the first round. You know, we're probably higher. We were at Boston that year. There was a lot of things, man, that I wish with Michael Redd we could accomplish.
I personally am biased towards him because he's left-handed. Two lefties who certainly get each other. And so – but he was just excitable to watch because – he was doing things that made kids and fans feel like they could do too because of his size, but didn't like how, you know, how extraordinary he was of an athlete and whatnot. So he was just really excitable, man, and fun to watch.
More on Behind the Bucks coming up after this.
Behind the Bucks is presented by Gallagher. Trust is the foundation of any successful partnership, especially when it comes to managing risk and planning your future. That's why businesses turn to Gallagher. With over 95 years of experience, Gallagher has the expertise to help businesses navigate complex challenges and seize new opportunities. As a proud partner of the Milwaukee Bucks, Gallagher is dedicated to building confidence together. To learn more, visit AJG.com. Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and H&R Benefits consultant.
Saturday, November 14th, 2009.
It was something, I always knew it was something coming, right? Like something coming from this. Like it's a new era now. It's new. It's new beginnings. Like anywhere I go, I like to leave, you know, a good impression. Far as especially like playing wise, like, you know, you had a kid that came in, didn't play one lick in Italy. You know, everybody's telling me I was going to be a failure. I was going, you know, Jay Billis, they're killing me about not going to college. So when I got the opportunity to put the NBA jersey on, no matter who it was, I was going to show and prove.
Very early in his rookie season, Jennings took the floor against the Golden State Warriors.
I just remember getting to the gym early that game, like 3 hours. Game wasn't until 7:30. I'm there at 4.
A game that just felt different.
And I'm just shooting, me and Calvin Sampson, we just shooting, and just feel good. Like, we just feel good. Like, we just like, yo, this feel good. Come out, 0 for 5. Cal says, sit down. I'm like, man, I can't get nothing to go. 0 for 5, he's like, you ain't ready to play. Go sit down.
Starting his seventh game as a Buck, Jennings had already led the team in scoring in 4 of the 6 games that he had played. After a slow start, we watched history.
Come back out, second quarter. Have 10 points at the half. I'm like, all right. And then what sparked it was my man Rico Hines. Mm-hmm. You know, Rico Hines, he runs all the workouts in UCLA that everybody goes to. He was like, yeah. He was like, yeah, you know, this is my scout report. He was like, yeah, you know, like talking stuff. Like, yeah, I got you on lock. I said, all right, bet. Watch this. And then 35 and then 55 after that.
The excitement in calling that game was pretty physical. It took a lot out of us. I mean, I felt like I was playing more so than in most games I called. I mean, it was bam, bam, bam every time he touched the ball. And so you're just into it. And, you know, it was very, very draining emotionally and mentally a little bit. And so afterwards, I just relaxed and, you know, my body just shut down for a few minutes. And then, of course, later that night and the next day, you think about, wow, that was pretty amazing. Youngest player to hit 55 in NBA history, if I'm correct on that. Too short of Michael Redd. Kareem's rookie record, I believe, was 51. So, I mean, it was pretty historical, and it was just wonderful to be a part of it. But when things are happening that fast and in that pure of a form, I mean, you don't sense and don't feel that and don't experience that very often.
It was an incredible, incredible performance. You know, when you're in it, you don't realize how phenomenal it is. And then when you watch it, it's remarkable, you know. And I was the biggest shooter, you know, egging him on. And really, the thing about it, it was he didn't really know what the record was, I don't think, probably. I don't think he was shooting for the record. I think he was just playing. And, you know, he played so well that night at such a young age. It was just phenomenal, you know, to be that good so young. And it was against Golden State, I believe. And he just put up a historic night. And, you know, it was certainly a sign of the future of what he was going to be able to do with the organization and with his career. And so I was watching that night just in awe of, like, wow, what an amazing performance by this little guy, and taking on giants. And, you know, there was really, I didn't really care about, you know, him breaking my record. To me, it was a matter of just enjoying the moment, you know, and enjoying history. So records are meant to be broken. And if you play for records, I don't think you should play for records. I think you should just play. And if it happens, it happens.
The Bucks beat the Warriors that night 129-125. Red, who at the time held the franchise record with 57 points in a game, acknowledged that Jennings' performance meant a little more because the team won.
That's the best thing about coming to a small market too, though. You have a chance to change the whole dynamic.
When Red scored 57, the Bucks fell short and was one of the most emotional games of Red's career.
I remember having this devastating loss against Utah. And then getting into the locker room, and Dan Smichek, working with us at the time and still is with the Bucks, and said, "I don't know if you realize this, but you broke Kareem's record." I said, "What are you talking about? I have no idea what you're talking about. The all-time scoring record was held by Kareem. You broke it tonight." And I honored it, obviously. It was incredible, but I was so broken by the loss. So I didn't celebrate too much, obviously. But to know that Kareem had that record for 40 years, and to break it was pretty special.
That night, another one of those moments turned the tide. It lit a fuse in the city of Milwaukee, and Bucks basketball went from an afterthought to the topic of conversation.
I wanted to see what Milwaukee was about too. Like, you know, I've spent 2 years at Oakio. I had to go overseas. I didn't have any chance to have like a life. Like, you know what I'm saying? Milwaukee gave me life. Like, Milwaukee gave me the opportunity to where I can be myself and be able to, you know, have money and go to restaurants and just have a good time. Like, everything was so like strict from Oak Hill on up to where it's like, yo, this is the time I can be Brandon. Like, finally be a man.
Jennings gave the city a team and a player to be proud of, to be excited about, something they hadn't had since Michael Redd's All-Star campaign of 2004.
Just with Milwaukee, like I was able to like change the mindset of how people felt about the Bucks. So I think that was the biggest thing, like changing the mindset.
I'm Jim Paschke, and here's what to expect on the next Behind the Bucks, presented by Gallagher.
And I always used to kill their guards. So me going in, Mario Chalmers and Norris Cole, oh, this is going to be a, you know, whatever. Like one of these games, Monte, me and you might get hot. We might get one.
This has been a Bucks Plus audio production.